This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump in both restricted and delegation-level formats in Washington. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the US since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Trump. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a meeting with U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Mr. Waltz has always been a great friend of India. He said defense, technology and security are important aspects of India-U.S. ties and they had a wonderful discussion around these issues. The Prime Minister said there is a strong potential for cooperation in sectors like artificial intelligence, semiconductors, space and more. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also had a meeting with CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, they discussed various issues including those Mr. Musk is passionate about, such as space, mobility, technology and innovation. The Prime Minister said he talked about India's efforts towards reform and furthering minimum government, maximum governance. Mr. Modi said it was also a delight to meet Mr. Musk's family and to talk about a wide range of subjects. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also met with Indian-American entrepreneur and Republican politician Vivek Ramaswamy. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said they had insightful discussions on India-US ties, innovation, biotechnology and the role of entrepreneurship in shaping the future. The Joint Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was tabled in both houses of parliament amid opposition protests. Chairman of the Joint Committee, Jagdambika Pal, tabled the report in the Lok Sabha. Opposition members created noisy scenes. Amid the din, Union Home Minister said the BJP has no objection if Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla allows the addition of dissent notes in the report as demanded by the opposition members. Members from Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, TMC and others staged a walkout from the House protesting against the report. Both the Houses of the Parliament went into recess till 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session of Parliament came to a close. In Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla said the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity. Earlier in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced Income Tax Bill 2025. The bill aims at consolidating and amending the laws relating to income tax. Speaking on the bill, she said that the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act and it has been simplified for easy comprehension by the common man. The minister also rejected the objections raised by some opposition MPs on the bill. She clarified that the number of sections in the proposed bill is 536, while there were 819 sections in the Income Tax Act 1961. In the Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman replied to the discussion on the union budget. Ms. Sitharaman said the government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations in the union budget 2025-26. The minister said that there is no reduction in the effective capital expenditure as claimed by the opposition. President's rule has been imposed in Manipur days after the designation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued an official notification in this regard. The notification said that President Draupadi Murmu had received a report from the Manipur governor and after considering the report, in exercise of the powers conferred by Article 356 of the Constitution, President's rule has been imposed in the state. Over 80 lakh devotees took the holy dip till 8 p.m. yesterday at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. So far, 49 crore 14 lakh devotees have bathed in the Sangam, including many eminent personalities. Chhattisgarh Governor Raman Rekha took a holy dip and performed prayers. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnudev Sai also bathed in the Sangam and was accompanied with Assembly Speaker Raman Singh, ministers from his state cabinet and several MLAs. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha also bathed at the holy Sangam along with his family. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, while taking a dip at the Sangam, said, "This is a divine moment for all and a very precious time when people from across the world are coming here." Senior Congress leader Sachin Pilot took a holy bath as well. In tennis, India's Nicky Punaka and Zimbabwe's Courtney Locke advanced to the men's double semifinals of the Delhi Open. They defeated Japan's Kaito Isugi and Shinatsu Moizuki in the quarterfinal. The duo is set to face the British-Danish pair of Jay Clark and Johannes Nixon in the semi-final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.